conclusion. As we close this book, I encourage you to reflect on our journey through the rich landscape of European Portuguese. Like a tapestry woven with threads of tradition and modernity, each expression you've learned is a stitch in the fabric of a rich cultural heritage, connecting you to the heart of Portugal. Language is like a garden. With each word and phrase, you plant the seeds of communication, allowing them to grow into flourishing connections. The expressions you've gathered here are the sunlight and water that will help your linguistic garden thrive. Throughout this book, you've explored a spectrum of Portuguese expressions, from poetic to playful and even colorful language that spices up everyday interactions. Like a chef carefully selects spices, so too should you use these expressions, especially the stronger ones, wisely. Swear words and slang have their place, but they should be used sparingly, with awareness of the context and company. As you move forward, let the rhythm of Portuguese guide you like a melody that fills your conversations with warmth and authenticity. Remember, learning is not a destination, but a path, an ever-winding road inviting you to explore, discover, and grow. So, as you continue your journey, carry these words with you. Let them be the keys that unlock new doors, the colors that paint your conversations, and the bridges that connect you to a world of endless possibilities. In the end, words are the lanterns that light our path through the world. May your words shine brightly, guiding you to understanding, connection, and the joy of endless discovery.